We're going to take our initial assessments of the systems and actors and add some definition to how they interrelate. The VTS is storing a high volume of events, which essentially corresponds to each device sending a status update, either every minute or every hour. There is also a logic process on top of this data. If a customer's device hasn't sent any new data to the VTS within 3 days, a customer support agent should be notified. This type and volume of data should not be stored in Salesforce, but rather migrated to a scalable cloud platform. Heroku is Salesforce's own scalable cloud platform. One option would be to bring the VTS into Heroku. Yet another option is to bring the Vitals tracking system into the Salesforce IoT cloud. The IoT cloud uses the VTS data from Heroku and applies rules to push alerts if no signal has been received from a Universal HealthBit device. An SMS gateway is an off-platform component that Salesforce talks to via connectors, UHB's SMS gateway, SMS Magic, or some other tool. The Salesforce AppExchange is Salesforce's marketplace, through which end users can access, download, and install software apps. The AppExchange offers a mix of free and paid apps organized into collections, categories, and industry solutions that encompass a variety of fields, including small business, customer service, education, manufacturing, and real estate. The requirements mention 4 industry processes that are covered by various AppExchange products. They are contract generation, e-signature, credit card authorization, and configure price quote, CPQ. Contract management shows up under the sales category of the AppExchange. There are a number of apps to choose from. Here are some contract generation apps that are widely used throughout the industry: Conga Composer, Drawloop, Aptus, Spring CM. Type e-signature in the search field, and the AppExchange will return a number of relevant e-sign apps. Here are some e-signature apps that are widely used throughout the industry: DocuSign, EchoSign, Signix. Payment processing shows up under the finance category of the AppExchange. There are a number of apps to choose from. Here are some payment processing apps that are widely used throughout the industry: Chargeant, Payment Connect. Alternatively, Stripe and PayPal offer pre-built libraries, Apex classes that are ready to use to simplify the integration between the two systems. Type CPQ in the search field, and the AppExchange will return a number of relevant charge price quote apps. Salesforce CPQ is a native charge price quote application. Unless Universal HealthBit has specific requirements preventing its use, a native solution is often the best solution. Salesforce CPQ streamlines configuration and ensures pricing and quoting accuracy. CPQ helps sales reps reduce quote errors, manage proposals, and close more deals in the sales cloud. Native CPQ built on Lightning. What AppExchange product can Amaya suggest to Universal HealthBit to satisfy their contract generation requirements? What AppExchange product can Amaya suggest to Universal HealthBit to satisfy their e-signature requirements? Isaac and Amaya previously identified each group of users and distinguished whether they were internal or external. They now need to recommend best fit licenses for each actor based on whether they are internal or external, the activities they need to perform within Salesforce, and what objects they will be interacting with within Salesforce. Here is the data model the application architect built. It will play a key role in what licenses Isaac assigns to each actor. The billing representative will need to access the account detail, the contact detail, and the invoice, a custom object, so a Force.com platform will be sufficient. Partner channel representatives will be managing sales, which implies their need to access accounts and contacts, so Sales Cloud is a good fit. The decision to recommend Sales Cloud versus Service Cloud can often be a difficult one to make. It essentially comes down to what tasks or duties a specific actor will be taking on within Salesforce itself and the client's requirements. And it usually comes down to two specific but very different objects: cases and entitlements. A case is a customer's question or feedback which customer support agents can review. An entitlement is an advanced version of case management that determines whether customers are eligible for support based on a specific service contract. Customer service representatives will need to manage cases, which usually points to a Sales Cloud license. However, the second part of the requirement, performing emergency callouts if a patient's insulin levels become critical, reads like a specific service contract. There is an additional requirement around customer service representatives that will solidify this decision. Live Agent, which allows the CSR to initiate a personalized live chat, is only available with a Service Cloud license. Much like partner channel reps, executives should be given Sales Cloud licenses because they will need access to sales objects. External users can only access Salesforce through specific types of communities. UHB customers would access Salesforce through a customer community and therefore need customer community licenses. There are two high-end user licenses that could potentially fit this requirement: the Partner Community License or the Customer Community Plus License. Since distributors need to submit new opportunities, the Partner Community License is the best fit. If the physician is going to log into a portal to access the patient data and insulin level history information, then the physician will require a login to Salesforce. A customer community license would work in this particular situation. However, if the physician only needs to receive an SMS message, an administrator can easily create a custom field on the contact object to house the physician's phone number. This would eliminate the cost of any extra licenses. Each build shows a list of objects to which users within the given license will have access, and features and permissions which users with the given license are granted. Generally speaking, each subsequent user license inherits the object access, user features, and user permissions of the previous user licenses. Note, however, that while the employee community license is a true superset of the Chatter Plus license, the Force.com and customer community licenses represent a divergence. The Customer Community Plus and Partner Community licenses are true supersets of the Customer Community License. The Sales Cloud inherits access, features, and permissions from both the Force.com and Community License paths. The Service Cloud License is the ultimate superset of the object access, user features, and user permissions represented here. Each list item is identified with either a plus sign, which indicates that the item is available to the user, or a minus sign, which indicates that the item was available to the user via the previous license type, however, it is not available with the given license. Universal HealthBits Project Overview had specific accessibility requirements. Exactly. Customers and partners will access the system via Salesforce customer and partner communities, respectively. Customers will also have the option to log in within their Facebook or Twitter credentials. Customers can also access Universal HealthBit via their smartphone application. Internal users will access the system through their desktop when they enter their credentials to log in. System architects must be able to draw and label a complete system landscape diagram of their proposed solution. Isaac will have time later to justify his design decisions, but he must make sure to address all of the UHB's system requirements. Yes, it might be good to review the fundamentals of integration and related patterns before we dive into the landscape diagram. User interface. If a customer has already built a predefined, pre-built user interface, UI, rather than rebuilding it completely, Salesforce integrates with those screens and brings them into Salesforce. Depending on the technology that the interface is built on, the user can interact with their own database and eventually Salesforce itself. The key here is that the user interface resides outside of Salesforce, but is accessible from within Salesforce. Application logic. Application logic applies when there are external systems that Salesforce needs to interact with, for example, pushing or pulling data at runtime. Salesforce has a number of API integrations that mirror common integration patterns. For example, outbound messaging is the implementation in Salesforce of a fire and forget pattern. There are very specific use cases for which integration techniques should be used and why. Data model refers to replicating or exporting data in Salesforce. For example, it could be a daily batch upload of all invoices created for that particular day. A batch runs every day at midnight and extracts the data from the core ERP system where the billing is done. The data is put into a CSV format and pushed to Salesforce in a nightly batch. The key here is the bulk API and the eventual need for an ETL solution, which is an additional cost for the customer. Security. Security is a cross-layer function that is invoked not only when a user accesses data which resides outside of Salesforce, but also when a user needs access to data within Salesforce. Security ensures that user is actually authorized to access that functionality or data. Salesforce also supports the encryption of in-transit data. User interface. If a customer has already built a predefined, pre-built user interface, UI, rather than rebuilding it completely, Salesforce integrates with those screens and brings them into Salesforce. Depending on the technology that the interface is built on, the user can interact with their own database and eventually Salesforce itself. The key here is that the user interface resides outside of Salesforce, but is accessible from within Salesforce. Application logic. Application logic applies when there are external systems that Salesforce needs to interact with, for example, pushing or pulling data at runtime. Salesforce has a number of API integrations that mirror common integration patterns. For example, outbound messaging is the implementation in Salesforce of a fire and forget pattern. There are very specific use cases for which integration techniques should be used and why. Data model refers to replicating or exporting data in Salesforce. For example, it could be a daily batch upload of all invoices created for that particular day. A batch runs every day at midnight and extracts the data from the core ERP system where the billing is done. The data is put into a CSV format and pushed to Salesforce in a nightly batch. The key here is the bulk API and the eventual need for an ETL solution, which is an additional cost for the customer. Security. Security is a cross-layer function that is invoked not only when a user accesses data which resides outside of Salesforce, but also when a user needs access to data within Salesforce. Security ensures that user is actually authorized to access that functionality or data. Salesforce also supports the encryption of in-transit data. Here are the existing Universal HealthBit systems, external AppExchange apps, and native Salesforce components that Isaac has already identified as part of his overall solution. At the beginning, where do customers begin their journey? Customers should be able to browse devices on the website without having a Salesforce login. Hosting a web application on Heroku allows external customers to browse an unauthenticated online shop. It also offers a scalable platform to perform a large volume of transactions. Heroku Connect synchronizes all the product catalog information that is stored in Salesforce and replicates that data in the Heroku PostgreSQL database. In Salesforce terms, a product is any item or service that an organization sells. As Isaac earlier explained, there are many CPQ AppExchange products that can handle this piece of the transaction. However, he ultimately decided to stay native and use Salesforce CPQ. Based on the complexity to which a component needs to be configured, Force.com communities can address certain CPQ requirements. However, as we have already reviewed in the large data volumes portion, the amount of data that needs to be processed should be done outside of Salesforce. Think about it like this: 15 million customers times 2 line items times 10 configurations equals 300 million records. These ultra-high volumes cannot be handled by communities. Also, there is no learning engine built inside communities, so the user behavior isn't being used intelligently to display dynamic content. As this requirement requires integration between Salesforce and internal systems, I have deployed a middleware component. Address validation requires a real-time Apex callout to the AVS. The integration is invoked synchronously via an Apex controller. We could suggest a real-time callout to sites like Stripe or PayPal, but then we are liable for the security of the customer's credit card information. Canvas is an advanced version of a mashup that offers a much richer and flexible iframe experience. The iframe is rendered from the payment system's website, and the hosting page is rendered from Force.com. There are two advantages of using Canvas. One, Salesforce does not handle information which is highly critical. Two, and Salesforce is insulated from any changes that might take place around the functionality of the payment process. The next step is to charge the customer's credit card. Isaac suggests automating this process declaratively. There are two possibilities. One, workflow rules watch for specific kinds of field changes and trigger automatic Salesforce actions, such as email alerts, tasks, field updates, or sending an outbound message, OM. Two, the other solution is to use Process Builder. As we already know, popular AppExchange apps like Conga and Drawloop have the capability to generate a contract and save them back to Salesforce as an attachment. Salesforce initiates contract generation via an outbound message, OM. Conga is installed as an app within Salesforce. The tab headings allow you to choose various templates. Salesforce notifies the external system by sending an outbound message. In reality, the outbound message enters a queue in Salesforce, and the workflow outbound message engine will try to post the message to the listener or receiver. If it fails because the listener is not available, the message will be put back in the queue in SF and retried. All of this is declarative in Salesforce. Salesforce sends the payload and the document to Conga's external site, where the technical merge happens. A merged document is sent back to Salesforce, typically attached to the document's record. Salesforce sends the payload and the document to Conga's external site, where the technical merge happens. A merged document is sent back to Salesforce, typically attached to the document's record. The asynchronous request replay is invoked synchronously via async apex, for example, at future. The signed contract is sent back to Salesforce. An apex trigger is necessary, or a workflow outbound message, OM, is needed to notify the middleware tool that the document has been signed. Isaac decides to utilize a workflow outbound message based around the opportunity closed one status, which will notify the listener, in this case, the middleware. How does Salesforce send the order notifications to the ERP system? The middleware needs to perform a callback to Salesforce to get all the details related to that order, including the customer detail, the opportunity, and the opportunity line items. Those three pieces of information can't be sent in one outbound message, so the middleware has to call back to Salesforce to get all the details and then create the order in the ERP system. Well, that would involve writing custom code. Why would we do that if we already have a middleware tool? The advantage to having a middleware tool is that it's typically declarative, centralized, and can handle error logging. After the outbound messaging pattern completes, the customer order is finally created in the ERP. The customer order is finally created in the ERP system. There is a simple manner in which to distinguish between a distributor sale and a customer sale. Add a custom pick list field to the opportunity object. The pre-existing process in the ERP will then address the requirement. As the order is updated, specifically when it ships, Salesforce needs to be notified. There is an implicit requirement that Salesforce knows about shipment notifications. There are two different ways in which Isaac can handle shipment notifications. The middleware can pull the ERP for status changes via Change Data Capture, CDC. For example, the middleware runs a query against the ERP asking for all orders modified in the last 5 minutes where their status has changed to shipped. The ERP can be modified to notify the middleware of status updates, and the middleware will update the opportunity in Salesforce. I will employ the first option. The middleware needs to pull the ERP system on a continuous basis to retrieve those shipment notifications and send them back to Salesforce via a SOAP REST API. Isaac and Amaya are almost halfway through addressing the systems and processes that they have proposed as solutions to Universal HealthBits project requirements. Once customers activate their HealthBit, it will start sending readings. Isaac decided earlier to move the Vitals tracking service to a scalable cloud solution, such as Heroku. The HealthBit is likely a lightweight device that doesn't have heavy computing capabilities. The device pushes a REST JSON message to the Heroku over HTTPS containing the device ID, the user ID, a timestamp, and the level of insulin. The customer community license has already been chosen, so Isaac needs to figure out how to present the data from within the VTS in Salesforce itself. The UI mashup surfaces the application and its functionality from directly within Salesforce so that UHB customers do not need to perform a separate login. The page is rendered from the external system, and Salesforce is just the virtual host. In an application mashup, VisualForce performs a real-time callout, receives the data, and presents it on the screen, but does not persist the data within Salesforce. You have to do a lot of coding to bring the data outside of Salesforce into the UI, and you have to handle all the errors. It's heavily programmatic. Customers log into the customer community to view any alerts or data relevant to their insulin levels. There are two possible solutions. The VTS should be responsible for sending the notifications to Salesforce. This would communicate to Salesforce that insulin levels have spiked and create a case in Salesforce for the customer service agent. or the middleware should query the VTS for devices with a last activity date greater than 3 days. There are two possible integrations. One, when the new case is created, a workflow outbound message is sent to the SMS gateway on that particular event. Salesforce posts a SOAP message with some text, the physician's phone number, the patient's name, and the insulin reading. 2. An SMS package is installed as an app within Salesforce. This functionality is very similar to the Conga Composer processes Isaac spoke of earlier. The location of the physician's information determines where the SMS notification is initiated. When discussing licenses, Isaac decided to store the physician's phone number in a field within Salesforce. Is the LDAP system Active Directory based? Yes. If the LDAP system is Active Directory based, then Active Directory Federated Services can work with Salesforce's Identity Connect to provision new users in Salesforce. When internal users enter their credentials, they are passed from Active Directory Federation Services, ADFS, to Active Directory, which in turn confirms that the credentials are correct and the user is logged in. If it is not, then identity providers, or IDPs, such as Ping or Okta, would work. An internal user authenticates and provides credentials to Ping. Ping can look up your credential in LDAP and then create a user on the fly in Salesforce. Just-in-time provisioning automatically creates a user account when a user logs in with single sign-on. IDPs like Ping or Okta can automate deep provisioning by listening for the deactivation of a user in the LDAP system. Then they communicate that user's account ID to Salesforce, which in turn deactivates the user as well. The candidate should propose auth providers, social sign-on, for customers to sign into the customer community. The customer selects Facebook for authentication. Salesforce redirects the customer's browser to Facebook with client ID and response type equals code. The customer authenticates at Facebook and authorizes the client, Salesforce, to access their profile. Facebook redirects the customer's browser to the callback URL with an authorization code. Salesforce makes a post request with the authorization code to obtain an access token. Facebook provides an access token, and login is complete.